Good morning, Nurse. Good morning, Officer DG.
My name is Siva PNG.
Thank you very much. Program manager is here to DG. If you would like to make any opening remarks, if not, you can go straight into the.
I would like to have the opportunity to speak to the Chairperson, members of the Standing Committee. This adjustment budget represents a budget increase of 10.4 million rand compared to the 2018-19 May budget. This increase will assist the department to invest in much needed IT refresh and to communicate with citizens regarding water scarcity amongst other initiatives. To deal with water scarcity, a targeted water demand management communication campaign will be undertaken in the Karoo and parts of the West Coast over the summer period. These areas remain in distress, and the campaign, to the value of 4.6 million rand, aims to encourage responsible water use so that limited supply can be conserved. The campaign will also reach tourists and residents more broadly with a simple safe water for summer visit. We learned a lot from past campaigns, and they have been successful in changing. This to me is of
absolution for. Any money is being allocated for that specific purpose, then I would say it's money lost state. Because this is no luxury, this is a necessity. We are grateful for the rains that all fell during the winter months, but it is going to be short, and we are in for a very long, hot, dry summer again. So the water crisis, the drought, is far from over. And I think with your initiative in terms of conscientizing people and making them aware of the situation in terms of water, we're using sparingly, also saving and securing water is of utmost importance, and it's hard to hear that it's coming from your side. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Honorable Doug, just to give a little bit more details around the communication campaign in regards to water safety. She mentioned the Karoo and the West Coast. Is that the way that the radio campaign and flyers? I mean, it's always difficult to give a view on whether 4.6 is too much, but it appears to be quite a large amount of money just for a short, sharp December campaign. So could the Premier give us thank you.
professionals to advise.
And often I get conflicting advice from professionals, but I've learned how to assist the weeds from the top, and I will hear what the professionals say, and we will come to a collective decision as to what slogans will work for the purpose. If we're about to run our group, as we were on the 28th of April 2017, then we have to take dramatic action. If we just want people to slightly reduce their consumption, one had a different campaign. But it has to be targeted, has to be fit for purpose, which is the phrase that I always use, and then I listen to the people who know more about making money.
Right. Okay. We are going to page 1 for vote 1. I just need to ask you to please work before I'm going to do it. I'll go page by page from page 1 to page 40, and then I'll start taking the annexes, pages 15 to 20. So if you have any questions on that, you can then link the pages to the annexes. So just for the record, the annexes have now been paid. Page 1.
There is some information, but I think we would just like a little bit more in regard to table 1.1 spending assessments. So that amount decrease in program 2. We would just have more details in regard to that. There is a reference made in the, page 11. Comparing the expenditure for the first 6 months to that 2017 and so on. But could you just get a sense that that's quite an amount to be taken from the program, which is both 2017, which takes the money away from the amount. So could you just get a bit more background? Why is it such a big amount? And
thank you, Chair. Just to ask a general question of the checkbook from page 5, particularly when it comes to the cost of employment cost, because that includes other committees as well. Can some of the comments that you make due to slower filling, slower than anticipated filling of flows, and when cultural affairs is forward for the last more than the order saving of 4.5 million, and they are still also due to slower than they indicated that the and then asked to the what was the reason and they said what form of service centers was some delay in filling the flow. But now I see corporate service centers filling their flowing flowing state. They're then filling their post as well. What initiatives are taking between some year or almost year and 4 months away to ensure that these close faster that you don't have the spending of the flow. To other departments, and they also going to have some cost of employee savings reduced slower than the state going to post it at the other same time. So what initiative, what else are we doing posting on the normal DBSA website, I don't know what the DBSA that you're using, what else are we doing to ensure that it's all post cost?
Thank you.
We no longer buy a lot of it. We actually sold the commercial interest as well. Which is, I think, an idea, if I'm not mistaken. But it does mean that you take money from technical because it is the public, because it's not a service. It's no longer a piece of technology.
Thank you.
6, the statement of these relations in context of the answer. The very last line of that table, in the middle there, you will see another panel relates to the funeral cost of the late professor from Carmen Mariosa.
There's a process where the
trying to now to make that into a electronic process, and so it makes it easier to record the data and also to manage the data and get out the trends from it. And then technically we have the core performance, just as it's mapped under one heading, but the core performance unit, the core performance is aimed at development, not aimed at unit. So the idea is it's linked to your overall performance management system. Say for example, in terms of our thermal system, you will have to determine the performance of individual staff member over a period. If that person scores less than a 3, which is satisfactory, immediately you need to have a development plan in place. And then the core performance process starts where you start monitoring and seeing, okay, is there a development plan in place? Is the person complying to that plan and is there improvement? Obviously, if there is no improvement, then you have to look at how that person exits in terms of a no fault exit. It's not in a dismissal from a misconduct, but literally an incapacitor, a no fault incapacity process. But it's not limited to the end of development first to see how we can improve your performance. And if not, after a lot of interventions, then you have to look at what is the ultimate process of development of the process.
Thank you. Members, can we move on? Page 6 and 7. Go back now.
The speech on my page 6 and 7, the sub-program 4.4, that's the issue of the broadband rollout. And there was a shortfall there. Is that just a currency matter? Could that shortfall please be explained from the just a regional cycle?
Members, are there any further questions on pages 6 and 7? I'm not going to come back to that. Other transfers have also been made into
Program 2, and I'm talking about table 1.3, page 10.
Come and discuss a lot of our methodology at the International Academy. let alone the other countries there too.
Right, members, in this meeting for the record, I'm going to table the annexes 15-20. Last opportunity if you have any questions on that. Right, if not, thank you very much. Good weekend. Members, if you could please stay down to the finalize that. I just need to also state that the record that it was a public meeting. The reason why I didn't give members of the public an opportunity is because there wasn't a minister of the public. Not. now to go to officially consider the vote. So I'm going to read the two options, the draft report. The draft report of the Standing Committee on Premier Constitutional Matters, 1-1, Premier and Schedule to the Western Cape Adjustment Appropriation Bill, 3-6-2018, dated 22nd November, that the Standing Committee on the Premier reports that it has concluded its deliberation on 1-1 Premier, in the Schedule to the Western Cape Adjustment Appropriation Bill, 3-6-2018, referred to the committee in terms of Standing Rule 187, and that it supports or not supports the vote referred to. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. And the meeting is adjourned.